Aye, aye, flick a day, now it's me, Alan Smith, with Whoop Buckley Series. Today's Pressing Journal on Monday, April 15th. Hope everybody had a decent weekend, and happy belated birthday to Barnaby, a regular listener, for has reached a very grand old age, and I'm sure all the aches and pains will be catching up with him sooner rather than later. But hope he had a good weekend, and kind of was about raking about our countryside, so hope he's recovered and feeling fine now. But case your lugs are gone about it, happy birthday, Barnaby. Case your did you hear it turn up about it? Now, front page paper today is Aberdeen out in front in Labour energy base race. So it says business chiefs in Aberdeen believe the city is head and shoulders above only other contenders in the race to be made headquarters for Labour's publicly owned energy firm. Sir Keir Starmer has vowed to set up a company called GB Energy if he becomes the next Prime Minister. Labour believe the move will play a vital role in the shift for island gas and create thousands of good local jobs. Sources first spoke to P&J are confident GB Energy will be based in the Northeast if Labour win the next election. Leading businessman Ian Anderson, for defected to Labour for the Tories, said it makes absolute sense to choose Aberdeen. He said it's got the skills base and academia that understands the energy transition, and it's got a lot of the major investors in the area. Former SNP candidate Fergus Much of advisory firm True North agreed, saying it would be ridiculous if it was not based in Aberdeen. So we shall see if it happens. I mean, you know, in the run-up to elections, folk promise a lot, but the proof will be in the pudding if all this materialises, and if it does actually end up in Aberdeen, we shall see. But it would be great if it were dead, obviously. Now here's a right royal job opportunities on offer at Balmoral. Balmoral Castle is hiring for several jobs ahead of the busy summer season. Workers are needed in various areas of the royal estate, including gardening, housekeeping and looking after ponies. It's a big summer for the estate as it prepares to give the public the chance to see bits of the royal family's private home for the first time. Visitors will be able to tour the estate between May the 4th and August 11th. Balmoral was hiring tour guides as part of its recruitment drive, but that closing date was March the 1st. The full list of other jobs being advertised is seasonal labourers, named twa seasonal labourers. This is for general estate maintenance and cutting the grass. I'll be looking at the picture, that would take a fair bit of cutting. The jobs listing reads applicants must have good work ethic and be happy to work as part of a team. The Nina skilled gardener, this is the state's gardens are undergoing changes with a new feature like a thistle maze. Crikey, just stop and sit down here. A Celtic maze, a topiary, trees, shrubs and hedging being added. To help with that, Balmoral Castle is hiring a skilled gardener, somebody who can ensure the highest possible standards in line with the gardening's organic principles. A grounds gardener, this is to help the maintenance of the estate. For both gardening positions, a driving licence is essential. Accommodation might be available for both. And maybe get an ensuite bedroom, I said, Charles and Camilla. A housekeeping assistant will help keep the castle looking good for the influx of visitors. Previous experience and excellent practical housekeeping skills are said to be crucial. You would have thought that. A working pony groom assists to bring out and manage the working ponies in the estate. As well as getting to work with horses, it's got an attractive remuneration package and accommodation. So, probably in the stables, sleeping in some stray. A gift shop manager is looking for somebody with expensive retail experience and a good team player to be its gift shop manager. This is a full-time position which will include weekend work. And they're needing a giner in the Labour and that, so plenty of folk not up at Balmoral. If that's, if you fancy having a tutor about up here and, getting a jolly around the gardens and, walking the little ponies round about and getting my brush down again. Just the very job for you. So here, look online and just look for Balmoral Estate jobs. Can't be bad. There's a meteor that arrives with a bang, so a healing residents saw a fireball dart across the sky on Saturday. Video from Shetland webcams at Dun Ross Ness near the southernmost end of the islands shows a bright object flash across the morning sky. The footage was taken by camera about 25 by 8. Andy Stephen runs Shetland webcams, which live streams for a number of dark sky locations across the islands. He said, "We stream storms, the northern lights, shooting stars, satellites, and from time to time stuff that has yet to be properly identified." Crikey, Area 51 up in Shetland. "In broad daylight against a clear blue sky, we captured a fireball as it entered and burned up in the atmosphere above the southern end of Shetland." Well, a good job it burned up. In Orkney and Caithness, there were reports of a bright object like a skyrocket. Some folk reported hearing a loud bang. Wifey wrote, "Almost felt the house vibrate and went out to check. Nothing had blown off a reef or a wah had come down. A loud boom and then it sounded like thunder." So as a puckle folk in Orkney reported the sightings. The Royal Observatory in Greenwich has a schedule of meteor showers that could point to the object being a meteor. The Lyrid meteor shower started yesterday and peaks about the 22nd to 23rd around the full moon. This Lyrid shower is associated with comet C-1861G1 Thatcher, which was first recorded in 687 BC. So, crikey, they're fairly been fleeing about space for a long time. But, I suppose, it'd be quite interesting to see it. There's a wife who says she was seen it, nipped in to get her camera and had her phone and come back out by the time it was too late, it was gone. So, but if it's been gone since 697 BC, then, be back again sometime, surely. Now, here's a couple of your Impactamere wind turbines on their dream house. So, this is when Trevor Smith and his wife Dawn moved to the Cabrach. They thought they had found the home of their dreams and moved to the Isle of Wight. Last summer, they took up residence in a converted former kirk. Just 4 months later, they learned of a large wind farm development that could dominate the horizon. The sparsely populated Moray district already has 77 turbines and potentially another 54 coming to all but encircle their home. God almighty. The couple say they would never have moved if it came to the turbine plans. They'd spent holidays in Strathdone driving through the Cabrach while visiting sites in Moray, including Glenlivet, Elgin and Lossie. But it was the rural and untouched tiny community which they fell in love with. When they saw the Alkirk was on the market for about 300,000, they jumped at the chance. Less than a year later, they feared their dream move was about to be destroyed. Mr. Smith said, "The Cabrach is about as rural, rustic and remote as you can get in the mainland. We have neighbours next door, but they're probably about a quarter of a mile away. It's exactly what we was looking for. If we'd kept there's going to be all these things, we would probably never have moved here in the first place." So, very fine. He says, "Folk have lost their water supplies here and had to pay for new boreholes at their own expense. It's disgraceful. We have golden eagles, wild cats and all sorts of wildlife here. It's a special place." A campaign by the Cabrach Trust calls for a halt to Mare Turbines. The group wants to preserve the sparsely populated community, says its previous objections have not been heard. Mr. Smith said, "If it keeps going, then all there's going to be is pylons and substations." He says, "I'm not in my backyard person, generally speaking. There are lots of turbines here already at Dornell and Clashendarroch and elsewhere. I just think there's enough here already." So, well, they're helping a chap, and fair enough, if you're moving up to Cabrach, it is a very wild and lonely place, and if that's what you're moving for, it's a bit of a shame if you're getting all this biggest run about you. But I fear he's going to be surrounded by them, and unless there's a big wind turbine fan needing to buy his house, he might be snookered for a while. But he might have a while yet afford to get him all biggest. But not looking good for him, I wouldn't say. I'm not sure if I've said that story before, but there was a book I was reading on holiday about columns out of the paper for years ago, and there was a stormy winter in the Cabrach, and everybody was going to snow down. It was 5-6 feet of snow, and a puckle of the locals, they tie themselves together and they start going round the houses, which were a good dada part, I hear a lot of them, and they, you know, just make sure everybody was at risk, and they come up in this old cottage and their snab was up, I mean, the reef, so they clambered up here and shouted down the lump, and they shouted to the man, you alright, will it? And he says, Mister, I'm fine, aye, Grant. And he says, well, we're just making sure everybody's at risk, but there's five or six lads here, so just give us a wee while and we'll get you dug out. And he says, dig me out for the hell when you're out in a night like this for. That's a cabrach for you. Now there's a rescue crew save a walker near Royal Deeside Landmark. So an injured walker was airlifted for a side of tourist landmark in the Balmoral Estate at the weekend. Braemar Mountain Rescue Team was called to assist the hiker near Prince Albert's Cairn on Saturday afternoon. There's a 40 in the helicopter fleeing past it. There's a pyramid. Obviously, I had no idea there was a sick thing up here. Anyway, this was assisted by the Scottish Ambulance Service and Coast Guard teams with a Coast Guard helicopter flying over the famous pyramid. Unless it is famous and just amazing if I heard it. But anyway, Braemar Mountain Rescue Team posted on X. Still in the papers and only wireless to say formerly Twitter, but I think most folk realise now that it's just going to be X, so I don't care if they say formerly Twitter, but anyway. Team deployed to assist a walker near Balmoral along with Coast Guard and Scottish Ambulance Service. Best wishes for a speedy recovery, so it doesn't say if it's a deal with the money. And also there was a runner, it was rescued after she was injured near the UK's highest mainline railway station. She wifey suffered a lower leg injury while out on being in a lap near Corrior Station in the Highlands. The alarm was raised by fellow runners on Saturday and four members of Lochaber Mountain Rescue Team were sent. Corrior Estate used their Agricart all-terrain vehicle to bring the casualty to the road before the team arrived. She was taken to Fort William Hospital. So this Corrior Station lies between Rannoch and Tulloch Stations on the Glasgow to Fort William line. The remote halt is accessible only by train, on foot or by a rough track, and the nearest public road is 17 miles off. By Jove, that is remote, isn't it? A very, very wild and lonely place indeed. Anyway, this folk seems to be rescued, so it's a good job there. On the go up here, this mountain rescue lads, and, you know, hats off to them, see a lot of them. And I'll just finish up with sport as normal. Back page paper day is McDonald eyes Hampden success. So Aberdeen defender Angus McDonald is targeting Scottish Cup glory to turn the Dons season around. The Dons will play with his post-league split matches in the Scottish Premiership in the bottom half if they're failing to make a top six. Oh God almighty, that's a grim, isn't it? But with a trip to Hampden looming this weekend for a semi-final, McDonald believes his side can turn a disappointing campaign into a memorable win by lifting the cup for the first time since 1990, isn't that just awful? But anyway, here's hoping they manage to do that and give the fans something to shout about, so come on everybody. No, that's me done for dinner. It's a wee buckley stories of today's Press and Journal on Monday 15th April 2024, and a guy mochi dark day and the drizzly kind on and off and flipping freezing right from as you taking the dog out earlier on, so not the best starts to springtime, but hopefully it can only improve from here on in. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. New, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, mind you tell a pal about it and get them to follow us on Spotify. That's the best way to catch a hang. And if they follow us on there, they'll have access to a lot, and I mean a lot, of all episodes, which, you know, if they have nothing to do for a couple of months, they could sit and listen to Dorica Express and get right up to date with the latest news for yesterday and, you know, a couple of years ago. So, anyway, in the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.